Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast of things we've done. I'm excited, I'm distracted. That's what's happening today, is there's a new setup. So that over there, well, there's my normal camera. Little 4K thing for all the down-the-line little TV interview things that I used to do, let's be honest. Get asked very rarely for them now. And then this new camera over here points at the radio side of the studio. So there's the webcam thing. I've made some webcam the internet. So stay tuned for some of the bits you can hear in the podcast. You'll also get to see my big, round, sweaty face on days when it's too hot in the shed. How's that for value added? If you've just joined us for the first time, you're thinking, why are you so excitable, Steve? What's wrong with you? Well, we'll get to that. But first, I should explain. We go through the newspapers, find some news stories, do a little stream of consciousness chit-chat about them. It actually gets broadcast as an FM radio show in London and Essex. I know, no wonder there's so much crime. Then we edit it into a podcast, which is where you come in. You downloaded it, and it sounds like this. This is effectively the menu of the show where I go through and list some of the things we could be talking about today if I get round to them. If I just use this link to actually talk about them, we get through one more. But I don't. Bad drivers are in the news. Coffee's in the news. Being active. Oh, that old chestnut. Let me guess. Is it good for you? Let me sit down for that story. It'll be such a shock. I'm sitting down anyway, let's be honest. Conspiracies are in the news, and e-scooters might be useful after all. Even I don't believe that's going to turn out to be true, but we'll find out, won't we? You know, we've talked before about e-scooters and how thoroughly useless they are, and they're annoying and they're quiet, and my whole thing was saying that they should be forced to have sounds that they play, because the thing, they can creep up on you silently. And we did a link before where we were saying they should have to make like a meh sound. Not necessarily the scooter, the driver could do it manually if that's how you want to do it. I found something that tells me, actually, maybe we will find a use out of e-scooters after all. Cops plan to halt crooks in their tracks by hacking into their electric getaway bikes and scooters to seize up the engines. A new RoboCop device will fire an electromagnetic pulse to switch off motors remotely. So what you're saying is there will be a thing that will let you just suddenly boom, stop an e-scooter. The e-scooter rider will go flying over the handlebars, rolling in the road. I think I've just found something that's better than you've been framed. If we can make the e-scooters make a doink, bang, 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 if they can make that sound as the person falls off, I mean, I'll be okay. I'll be right if it's not just criminals we do it to. If I'm brutally honest, that I would leave the house to watch that. In the news today, a good local radio presenter could get a whole show out of this. Rhubarb and custard is the nation's favourite nostalgic sweet treat. More than a third of Brits reveal that the dessert reminded them of childhood. Anything with nostalgia in and sweet foods. Oh, only an idiot couldn't turn that into a good radio show. Bread and butter pudding was in second place, followed by rice pudding. But as I say, only a really bad radio presenter wouldn't turn that into a thing. So, moving on. Bad news for anyone who, like me, has no ability to function without sweet, sweet coffee. The UK is addicted to coffee, with three-fifths of us spending more than £500 a year on our fix. And I was thinking, back in the day when I used to go to a lot of coffee shops, yeah, I mean, even then it was £2.50 for an espresso. So you go in, two of those is £5 across a week. That's, what, £10? £12.50 in a week. Times that by 52. Do you know what? I reckon I could have done this by now if I had a coffee. The point is, I easily would have paid more than £5,000 across the year. No, really? Is that true? 52 times. I'm gonna do it now. I was joking before. 52 times £12.50 a week is what I was spending on it. £650. That's way better. If you want to make yourself feel better about your coffee habit, get the maths wrong, and then suddenly you'll be like, I only spend £600 on it. Get over yourselves. For a minute there, I thought I was dropping £5,000. Now I tend to grind at home. I still drink coffee every so often, but it's you just got to replace one habit with another, haven't you? Now, sometimes you might be aware of the fact that sometimes I work on other places like Talk TV and also GB News. So I turn up on TV every so often. I know, back in the day when you were listening to me, I used to be on BBC Two. I used to have a career, and now look at me. But not that I'm going to bite the... I clearly am going to bite the hands that feed me. I know the punchline to the end of this one. But some of these places have MPs acting as presenters. It's not just there. LBC has David Lammy. And Labour is considering strengthening Ofcom's powers around politicians hosting their own shows. It's a tricky issue because if a politician is hosting a show, clearly they're politically biased and therefore the show's politically biased. Oh no, what are you going to do? I often say around, even when I'm around GB News, I say that they shouldn't have politicians doing it. They should have freelance TV presenters who's available, probably not on the 16th, but I think I could do the rest of the week. But as it turns out, they love having MPs doing TV shows. And Ofcom trying to work out if they should get rid of the right to do that. And I don't think GB News has to worry. After the next election, most of them won't be sitting MPs, so problem solved. A motorist was caught putting on her lipstick and mascara whilst driving at 70 miles an hour on a motorway. Disgrace, definitely disgraceful. The woman who was looking in the rearview mirror, she applied the makeup. I mean, look, she's the bad driver here, so don't have a go at me for doing the sexist joke. But I'm going to do, because it's the first time she looked in that rearview mirror all day. Am I right, fellas? Fellas? No, they're leaving me high and dry. So apparently, Warwickshire Police said it was unbelievable. At those speeds, taking your eyes off the road for a split second could lead to tragedy. Do we know that she took her eyes off the road? Maybe she was just paying a lot of attention to driving and doing the makeup really badly. Basically, we need to see pictures, don't we? If she looks like she's put her makeup on in a wind tunnel, then maybe she should only give her 3 points. Yeah. Are you worried about your brain? I mean, you're listening to this show, so maybe you should be worrying about your brain. But being active may be better than sleeping in terms of flushing the toxins from the brain. It had been thought that the brain uses sleep to rid these horrible molecules. Ew. But Professor Nick Franks from Imperial College London said the other side to our study is what happens when we are doing exercise, and it may be more efficient to clean toxins out. Don't say that, because now that means when I want a nap, my missus could say, why don't you just go for a run? I think some toxins in my brain add to my personality. Do you know what I mean? It's part of my charm comes from the toxins. Basically, what I'm saying is, I want the nap, not the run. Listen, you know what I'm like. I'm going all the time about the water companies. It's not fair. They take all our money. They leave our poops in our rivers. You know, if I came around to where you live and left somehow your own sewage in your pond, you'd be right to not pay me £1 million, put it that way. And that's the beef I've got with these guys. Well, Killjoy water bosses are threatening hosepipe bans despite the wettest 18 months since records began. I knew it. If I could be bothered, we could find a clip of this show where I said, oh, there are leaks everywhere, it's been chucking it down, I bet you all there'll be hosepipe bans. Of course they will, because there's no reason for them not to. They'll get a little bit of heat, they'll put a hosepipe ban in because they've got leaks everywhere, and they'll still make absolutely millions on it. Do you know what? If you don't mind, I'm going to come round to your house and take that poop out of your pond that I left there, and I'm going to take it round to the water companies. They're not going to pay me £1 million either, but I just think that'd be where it deserves to be. I like this story. Sex Pistols legend John Lydon has said that he doesn't like going outside in the garden because he attracts flies. Number one, have a wash. But that's not what I'm not here to judge. Well, I am here to judge because you attract flies. I think if ever there's anyone you're allowed to judge, it would be people who are smell-wise just as effective as a poop in attracting flies. So there we go. But what I like about this is, obviously, he was famously known as Johnny Rotten, and now he attracts flies because they like rotten things. It's nominative determinism, isn't it? Your name tells you what you'll end up being. He was Johnny Rotten, he attracts flies, which makes you reconsider the life of Roger Moore. Yeah. Running out of time so quickly, actually, I won't get time to tell you about this story. Kids are getting hooked on the conspiracy theories online. Things like moon landings and vaccines and all that. Around 40% of teachers have encountered pupils challenging theories based on stuff like the Illuminati, climate change, all that stuff. And the fact that I've now run out of time to get into that story just makes it look like the Illuminati got to me. They were like, why don't you play Nickelback? And then you run out of time to actually show the truth, Steve, sheeple. So there we go. Your podcast's done. I think I might have just trimmed it out of the actual podcast bit from the show. I'm trying to do videos. I mentioned this at the start, did I? I don't know. It's been a long day. My brain has already gone. Oh, my neck needs to click as well. Oh, there we go. Well done for making it to the end of a tired man's podcast. Why don't you subscribe and hear more struggling from Steve tomorrow in the episode? There are videos of this coming out on social media as well. There's a Twitter account for the podcast rather than Steve, but I can't remember it because I'm all about me, at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.